Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy court with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, February the 20th, 2022. Now, I am Bishop Shalene Cook. I am the woman of God of this assembly. But as always, each and every Sunday, I am joined by anointed servant leaders of the Spirit Alive family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Deacon William Isbell. So on behalf of all of us, we would like to welcome you to this morning's service, and we truly pray that you will hear something that will bless your soul and uplift your spirit. Hallelujah. So we just want to take the, we just want to bless you this morning. We just want to welcome you to the service. And right now, we are going to go to a word of prayer so we can get this praise party started. Amen. Most gracious and heavenly God, Father, I just come to your throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus, just praising you for another day for us to come out and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, we want to thank you. Thank you for waking us up, clothing us in our right mind, affording us with a portion of our health and our strength. Lord, we just pray for our listeners this morning. Hallelujah. We just pray, Lord God, that you prepare their hearts and minds so that they might hear a word, Lord God, directly from you that will bless their soul. Lord God, we just praise you for all that you are and all that you do. So, Lord, we commit this worship service unto you. It is in your Son's precious and mighty name. We do pray it all. Amen. And
amen.
We thank you, King Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hey, it's Brian Poppin here. God put something on my heart just for you. That you were created for such a time. Such a time. Listen,
I know it hurts, I know it's painful, I know the season you've been going through's not fun, but you're gonna make it, you can take it, with Jesus on your side, you're gonna win. 'Cause I know this is your time. This is your season. So hold on. Such a time as this. such a time as this.
Such a time as this.
Thank you, God. Don't you dare give up.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody needs to know that you were created for such a time as this. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading, and each and every Sunday morning we ask our highly esteemed mother of the church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and read from a most powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So won't you please give your attention now to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell.
Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or far you are. The meditational reading for today is entitled The 12 Whales and 70 Palm Trees. We'll be looking at the scripture in Exodus 15, verse 27, which reads thus, "Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. So they camped there by the waters." Now, would you like to know an important biblical key to divine health? It is found in today's verse, which comes right from God says, "I am the Lord who heals you." And that's verse 26 in Exodus. He said this to his people after he brought them out of Egypt. The wells of water and the palm trees speak of refreshment. They paint a picture of an oasis in the desert. The Israelites rested and were refreshed there. But why the numbers 12 and 70? There are no significant details in the Bible, but 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees represent anointed ministries that refresh you with God's word. So if you want to know Jesus as the Lord who heals you, sit under anointed preaching of God's word, because when his word goes forth, it will heal you. His word is medicine to all your flesh. Read that in Proverbs 4 and 22. How did I make that connection? Let the Bible interpret the Bible. Matthew 10 and 1 says that when Jesus had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. He sent out the 12 and said to them, "As you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons." That's verses 7 and 8. Then in Luke 10 and 1, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. He also said to the 70, "And heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you." That's in verse 9. In other words, Jesus anointed the 12 and then the 70 disciples to preach God's word and heal the sick. Today, if you want refreshment, if you want health and healing, don't sit under ministries that tell you that God doesn't always want to heal and that he sometimes gives you diseases to teach you lessons. Instead, sit under anointed ministries that preach the good news and practice healing the sick. Beloved, that is how you begin to walk in divine health. May the Lord add May the Lord add favor and blessings to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, for refreshment and health, sit under anointed ministries that preach the good news and practice healing the sick. Amen and praise God.
Amen.
God said, I'm a winner.
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 Jesus, we are most definitely winners. Hallelujah. It is prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a time when we come together as a family on one accord with one heart set, one mindset, and we take our petitions, supplications, and intercessions unto the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to ask that you give your undivided attention to the beautiful apostle of this assembly, Apostle Zeta Flowers, as she now leads us in this morning's prayer. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. It's been a blessing just hearing what we have heard this far. It's been beautiful, the music and the reading. God bless you all. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe, and we're going to know that God is going to move.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads, our hearts, prepare our hearts as we go into prayer.
Yes.
Father God, we come to you this morning. We come humbly before you because you are everything to us. And we thank you. We thank you for how you took care of us, how you watched over us, how you blessed us all week long. We thank you for the provisions that you have made for each one of us. We thank you for all that you have done. And we thank you that we have the privilege to come to you at any time, hallelujah, and seek your face and call on your name, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for being privileged to do so.
Yes.
This morning we come, Lord, asking that you would move in a mighty way,
yes,
in a supernatural way, that you would move miraculously. In the name of Jesus, for us, your people, hallelujah. We need you, hallelujah. We need you in every way. We need you for everything. And so we come to you this morning asking, Lord, that you would move those that are sick this morning. We lift them up to you asking, Lord, that you would heal all across the land, in the hospitals, in their homes, in nursing homes, and other places, hallelujah, where your sick people are. We ask, Lord, that you would raise them up, that you would heal, hallelujah, that you would increase their faith, hallelujah, that you would, we'd also lift up their families, Lord, that you would bless them, hallelujah, and allow them to trust you, God, in the name of Jesus for their loved ones. So we believe, Lord, hallelujah, that you are touching right now, that you are moving in their behalf right now.
Yes.
We also lift up the world situations right now. We know that there are crises happening all over the place, and we ask, Lord, that you would move. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are bigger than Russia. You're bigger than the leader in Russia. We know that you can handle any situation, any threatening situation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know that you can change any situation. And so we're expecting that, Lord. We're asking you to move in the name of Jesus in these situations, Lord, that are causing people to become even more fearful, to cause people to doubt. Hallelujah. To cause people to even forget, hallelujah, that we have a God. Hallelujah, like you. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless the people that are suffering, Lord, from the condition, the weather conditions and all of these things that are happening, Lord. We ask that you would move in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That those that need to be rebuilding, we ask, Lord, that you would help them, that you would help them to rebuild their homes and, hallelujah,
yes,
their businesses,
Lord God,
that have
please,
been destroyed
sir.
Due to the storm, due to the hurricane, hallelujah, due to the unexpected, hallelujah, that they couldn't even see coming. But we know, God, we know who you are, and we're asking, Lord, for your help in these situations in the name of Jesus. We know that you're the one that can calm the storm. Hallelujah. You're the one that said, peace be still. Hallelujah. And everything obeyed you. Hallelujah. So we know, hallelujah, hallelujah, what you will do. Hallelujah. So we're expecting and we're believing that these people will be helped. Hallelujah. That their surroundings will be rebuilt. Hallelujah. That there is hope for them. Hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, in these areas that you would send somebody, hallelujah, to their aid in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That they may be,
yes,
that they
Lord.
May hear a word. Hallelujah. That they may be quickened in their spirit. Hallelujah. That
yeah.
they will be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Use it, Lord, in the name of Jesus for another mission ground, these areas in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Where your people will look to you, where they will depend upon you, and where they will accept you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that their lives might be changed. And we just praise
yeah.
you. Hallelujah. We praise you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you would move in the prisons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The jails, the juvenile halls, and all of these places. We ask that you would move in a mighty way, that you would save your people, that you would turn their evil ways into good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And for the good. Hallelujah. And for your glory in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up the young people everywhere. Hallelujah. We
yes,
ask,
Lord,
that you would remember them. Hallelujah. That you would use them, that you would teach them your ways, God. Hallelujah. Through somebody in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they may know that they have a place. Hallelujah. In your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the ones that were in our midst yesterday, the young people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Eager to be in your presence. We thank you for that, God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we ask, Lord, that you would move even in a greater way, God, across the nation for the young people. Hallelujah. For the children. Save the children. Hallelujah. Protect the children. In the name of Jesus, protect them from all kinds of evil things that the enemy is doing. Hallelujah. To them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your children be protected in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you would place the right people over them. Hallelujah. The ones that will take care of them. The ones that will protect them. Hallelujah. The ones that will care about
yeah.
them. The ones that will tell them all about you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up parents everywhere, Lord. But there will be a stirring among the parents. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in caring for their children, taking care of their children, hallelujah, knowing what their children need, hallelujah, knowing that they need you in their lives, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that you would begin to deal with the parents everywhere in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that they will take stock of who you really are, God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to turn toward you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we lift up the churches. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
yeah.
we know that you are straightening out some things in this world. And we know, according to your word, that you said that it will begin in the household of faith. Hallelujah. We pray that you would straighten out the crookedness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We call forth righteousness
yes,
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We call forth holiness in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that the people will turn, hallelujah, from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prepare us, Lord, to see your face. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy and righteous name. Oh, God, and we lift up the service today. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That you would take your people even to a higher level in the name of Jesus,
yes,
to greater
Lord.
Heights than you, Lord, and deeper depths than you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that people will be eager, hallelujah, for your word, to hear your word, to read your word,
yeah.
to apply your word, in the name of Jesus. So we lift up the Spirit Alive Ministries, hallelujah, we lift up our leader this morning. We're asking, Lord, that you would continue
yes,
to
Lord.
Move,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
That your anointing will rest upon her,
yes,
rest
yes,
upon
Jesus.
The ministry, rest upon those,
yes.
hallelujah, that are listening in today, that somebody may come to you in the pardoning of their sins in Jesus' name,
yeah.
that the word will go out and that the word will bless, hallelujah, and it will not come back void. We thank you,
yeah.
hallelujah. We thank you. We thank
you
for life today, hallelujah. We
yeah.
thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're yet going to do In Jesus' holy and righteous name, if there be any sick among us, hallelujah, we speak healing right now in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus',
Jesus.
Name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Live in me, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Have your way in me. Live in me, Jesus. This generation may ever see. So live in me, Jesus, please, Lord. Then have your way in me.
Need to do.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. If you would please retrieve your Bibles if you have not already done so. And I'd like for you to turn once again to the book of Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. And today we will be looking at verses 17 through 25. The Lord laid it on my heart a little while ago to go back to the old landmark. And there is not a better landmark to go back to than the church in Acts. So this morning, we will be carrying on with our series, and our message will be entitled, Stand, for we are free in Christ. Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 25 reads as follows. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, Go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Lord, most gracious and heavenly Father, I come now before your throne of grace, asking that I completely decrease so that you might increase, Father God, and teach your people a word straight from your heart. Father God, I pray that you use this message to edify, encourage, equip your saints. And Father, if there's anyone that doesn't know you and the pardon of their sin, I pray that today would be the day that they would come and make you their Lord and their Savior. It is in Jesus' precious, holy, and righteous name I do pray all things. Amen. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, saints. Last week, we looked at reaching our Jerusalem by obeying God's command to go. And we dealt with the consistency or the reliability of our witness. I ask if you are the same when you are amongst the brethren as you are when you are in the world. This is a command, but you and I should not look at it as a burden or something we have to do or else. We should see this as an opportunity to be a testimony for the saving power of Jesus as a privilege. It is something no one can do but you. Look at verses 19 through 20. If the angel had the power to break them out of prison, why didn't the angel go to the temple and do his own speaking? The reason is simple. The cross of Jesus and salvation through the blood of the Lamb was not the angel's story to tell. The greatest story ever told is not for the angels to share, but it's for you and I to declare from the mountaintops, through the prairies, and around the globe. The message that the angels delivered from God to those disciples is the very same message given to you and me today. The message is, you've been set free. Now you go, you stand, you speak. Today we'll look at our freedom to live for Christ, which will help us to always stand, and it will deal with the courage of God's witnesses. We are called or commanded to stand, but we need to stand voluntarily and not because we have to. Most people who do things because they have no choice will usually do it with a really poor attitude. It won't be the easiest thing we've ever done because taking a stand for anything takes courage. The angel told them to go witness to the men who had the power and the authority to beat them. But they had more than just the power to beat or imprison them. All they needed was just say the word, and someone was surely waiting to kill the disciples. Now, according to verse 33, they actually even thought about it. Now, how does this relate to us and our text today? Well, God gave the apostles freedom from the prison they were in so they could keep on doing what he wanted them to do. And God wants to do the same kind of thing in our lives today. And this is the main truth I'm going to share with all of us today. God gives us freedom so that we can be free to allow to follow his plans for our lives. Now, I want us to look at a few areas in our lives where freedom can be more, so much more. I mean really so much more than a simple song. You see, we can find freedom from the past. We no longer have to live in guilt. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 18 tells us those who become Christians become new persons. They are not the same anymore. For the old life is gone, and a new life has begun. All this newness of life is from God, who brought us back to himself, or reconciled us back to himself through what his son Jesus did for us on the cross. Now, regardless of our past, we can find forgiveness and freedom by repenting and trusting Jesus to take care of it all. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, no sin is too big for God to forgive. Listen to the kinds of people the Apostle Paul was writing to in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. He says this, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of us were. But now we've been washed, we've been sanctified, and we have been justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. God forgives the sins of the past when we humbly ask him to do so. Oh, yes, he will wash us whiter than snow, and he will indeed cleanse us of all our wrongs. Yeah. And once he does that, saints of God, you need to know that God doesn't even think about our sins anymore after we confess and repent them. So how far does he remove our sins from us when we repent? Psalms 103:12 says, he has removed our rebellious acts as far away from us as the east is from the west. Okay. You see, we may bring up our past sins, and our enemy will most certainly try, But God will never rub our faces in the failures in our failures of the past. Someone once said, when the devil reminds you of your past, just remind him of his future. Amen. You see, we can have freedom from the past, but we can also find freedom to live in today. We can find freedom in the present because, hallelujah, we are no longer in bondage. Why? We can be free from a sinful lifestyle. Galatians 5:19-21 says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil results: sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, idolatry, participation in demonic activities, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, divisions, the feeling that everyone is wrong except those in your own little group, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other kinds of sin. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
When a person turns to the Lord, the Ten Commandments are no longer out of our reach. A sinful lifestyle involves breaking one or more of the commandments. However, with God's help, we can worship only him. We can avoid idolatry. We can honor his name rather than abusing it. We can set aside a day to rest and honor the Lord. We can honor our parents. We can avoid taking another person's life. We can be sexually pure. We can avoid taking what does not belong to us. We can tell the truth. And finally, we can learn to be content with what we have and not covet what belongs to someone else. God wants to set us free from a sinful lifestyle, and he will free us only if we be bold enough to ask him to. We can also have freedom from personal addiction. Unfortunately, many people in our world become slaves to things that begin to take more priority and take over their lives more than what a person is willing to pay, and it will take them further than they ever wanted to go. There is no shortage of things to get addicted to. Some of the common addictions might include alcohol, drugs, tobacco, pornography, other sexual addictions, and food addictions. And I hear there's even such a thing as a shopping addiction. Some people, when they are depressed, they get their fix by going out and buying something. Oh, and let us not forget about caffeine and sugar addictions. It seems there is no limit to the addictions that people allow themselves to be bound to.
Amen.
Now, I know how easy it is for somebody like me to sit here and tell you that God can set you free from all of your addictions. But when it comes to working it all out, most people feel like they are left high and dry. So let me just give you a couple of things that might be helpful if you are battling with an addiction. First, I'm going to say what you probably expect me to say. Prayer will help you overcome your addictions. Now, the trouble with this claim is that it does not work the same for everybody. I've known people who have prayed or have been prayed for, and they immediately overcame their craving for their addiction. God touched them and miraculously delivered them from whatever form of bondage they were in. I've heard of alcoholics becoming completely sober after just moments in the presence of God. I've heard of people getting physically sick when they tried to smoke another cigarette after being prayed for. So what I say to you, first of all, is, and if it doesn't happen in that moment, don't give up. But keep on praying. Never underestimate the power of God to break the power of addiction in your life. Second, let's talk about someone who has been praying and trying for years to break an addiction, and it just has a death grip on them. Is there any hope for them? Do they just have to live with it? When prayer does not seem to bring deliverance, where can a person turn? In a word, addictive behavior can be overcome by support. What do I mean by support? I mean that you can find and have an open, honest relationship with a person or a small group of people who can accept you without judging you and love you in spite of your addiction.
Yeah.
There are people you can be totally honest with and bare your soul to, and you will find it quite humbling and very freeing. The body of Christ or the church should really be one big support group where people find healing from their hurts and their addictions. However, too often those in the greatest need do not find total acceptance and unconditional love from churches. The
Amen.
Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience will always be a church where people are loved and accepted just the way they are. If someone
Amen.
Comes in who is living in sin, we all need to remember what Paul said in Corinthians. As such were some of you. Hallelujah. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget how
yes.
you used to act. Okay?
Right.
How can a person be free? How can a person be healed if when they come in and tell you that they have been addicted to crack and then the congregation, women in the congregation start drawing up their purse, hallelujah, or they start looking around or down their nose or shaking their heads, that's not going to help anybody. That's not going to help set them free. They will not be drawn to Jesus, a Jesus who frowns and scowls at them. They will not be drawn to a Jesus who expects them to clean up their act before they dare show their faces up in the house of God. They can't relate to that. However, they will be drawn to the Jesus who was a friend of the sinners when he walked this earth. Let's show hurting people what Jesus is really like. Then they will come to him and be healed and be set free. Finally, being free from the past and living free in the present, we can also find total freedom in the future. If we are in Christ Jesus, we know there is going to be a time where there will be no more sorrow or no more pain. The day is coming
That's
when
right.
Jesus will return to this earth to claim those who love him and are living according to his plan. But you see, some people make the mistake of thinking that everybody's going to go to heaven. After all, how could a loving God send anybody to hell? Well, the Bible is very clear that heaven is only for those whose hearts are right with God. So hell is a place, the struggle is real, and if you do not turn your heart toward the Lord, you will find yourself there. Hallelujah. Romans 10 and 9 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But just calling him Lord with your mouth, that's not good enough. He must be the Lord of all of your actions as well. Luke, in chapter 6, Dr. Luke writes this in verse 46. He says, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? How are we going to call Jesus Lord if we're not picking up our cross and following him? How are we going to call Jesus Christ Lord if we're not out sharing the gospel? Matthew 7 and 21 says, not all the people who sound religious are really godly. Let me say that again. Not all people who sound religious are really godly. Oh, they may refer to me as Lord, but they still won't enter the kingdom of heaven. The decisive issue is whether they obey my Father in heaven. You see, we can find total freedom when our life is over, but only if we are trusting in Jesus for our salvation and we're aiming to do exactly what God wants us to do. When you boil it all down, love is the greatest commandment. God wants us to learn to love the exact way he loved. And this will bring freedom to our lives as well as to the people around us. You see, love does no wrong to another person. Love seeks the best for others. Love compels us to share the good news of God's grace and forgiveness, knowing that without it, our family and friends will not make it to heaven. In the New Living Translation, Romans 8:21 reads as this: all creation anticipates the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. That day is coming. We don't know when, because it is not ours to know. Our job is in the here and now, and it is to live free in Christ Jesus and help others to find that same freedom. We have been set free in order to obey God. We are to share his love with everyone around us. The apostles were set free from prison so they could go back and teach the people about Jesus. Our freedom is not our own. Our lives belong to the one who freed us from the past, is with us in the present, and will be with us always. Today, if you need to experience God's forgiveness, he can free you from the past and help you live a life of freedom in the present. Whatever you may be dealing with today, God can truly handle it. You see, nothing will shock him because he already knows everything about you anyway. He loves you just the way you are, and he wants to help you to become the free person that he created you to be. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we can no longer sit on the sidelines. We have to truly take God's hand and get on his plan. We have to know that we are royalty. Hallelujah. We have been called to a higher standard. Hallelujah. We have been created for a time such as this. Hallelujah. And we need to know and understand that in Christ Jesus, we are more than conquerors. We are more than winners. We go winning is just winning. But when we are more than conquerors, that means that not only do we have the authority and we have the power, but it is already predestined in Christ Jesus. We can't do anything but win. We can't do anything but stand. Why? Because God never fails. Jesus never loses a battle. Never. And when we are free, we need to go tell the world about this Jesus that we serve. We need to stand on his promises for our lives. We need to share God's promises with others so that they might too learn about this wonderful God that we serve. We must live that holy word so people can really see what God looks like, what he sounds like, what he acts like. We have to be free. We can't bow down to Satan. We can't be complacent. We can't turn our heads and act like we don't see the sin being played out in our lives or the sin in the lives of our family and our friends and our coworkers and just people in the community. It is time. We have been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been made whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been given power by the blood of Jesus Christ to stand and to go and to preach the gospel to all the world. So today I ask you, are you truly free? Are you truly living a life in Christ that will bring honor to him? You know, so many people in the body of Christ have really been delivered, but yet they live as if they don't know they're free. Don't let that be you this morning. Allow God to come into your life and wash you whiter than snow. Allow God to come into your life and truly cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Allow God to come into your life and share with you his plan for you. And when you do that, saints of God, you will truly and really be free. Because the word of God says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is free indeed. Amen. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. At this time, you have heard the word this morning, and now if there's anyone within the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus and the pardon of their sin, I'd like to give you an opportunity, hallelujah, to come to the Lord just as you are. So at this time, I'm going to call on Minister Gladys, and she is going to lead you in God's plan of salvation. Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
God, come into this radio station and touch anyone who wants to give their life to Christ. Pray the prayer of salvation and be set free. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, Lord, we ask, Father God, Lord, that you touch this person, Lord, that wants to be saved, Father God, Lord,
yes,
and that they will pray salvation, Lord, and that they will be from the end, Father God, Lord. Lord, we just ask, Lord, it's just very simple, everyone that to be saved, it's just simply giving yourself over to Christ, asking him to come into your life and take full control.
Yes.
With these words, say, Father God, I am a sinner. I have sinned. I have fallen short of your word, Father God. I'm asking that you, my life, Lord, pick me up and turn it around for me in your name's sake, Father God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
With me daily, Father God, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Live your way,
hallelujah.
Ask him to deliver you from all unrighteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Pray this prayer. God will deliver you. And it's just that simple. Just to ask him to come into your life.
And to be Jesus.
And to guide and to lead. You have prayed
Lord.
That prayer. If you have said those words, the angels in heaven is rejoicing, and we give them all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, we do
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father
thank you,
God,
Jesus.
For all that you have done. And if you have just prayed that prayer with Minister Gladys, we all here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience would like to welcome you to the family of God. We pray that
Amen.
You will find a local church where you can go and join with others, whether it be via in the brick and mortar or via Zoom or anywhere else that you feel you can go to church. We want you to be able to go and we pray that you will be able to just simply praise God and study to show yourself approved so that so that you will know what God's desires are for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you are a first-time visitor or you're just a visitor and you would like to have a word or you would like to ask for prayer at this time, we have a little time left. And if you would press your 1, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But in the meantime and in between time, we just want to talk a little bit today and just praise God for freedom, our freedom. This is Black History Month, and we are following in the footsteps of our ancestors. We are now the dream. Dr. King had a dream. We are the dream, and we are living that dream because Dr. King was following Christ. So we are more than able and should more than want to be the dream. We want to be known for the content of our character, not the color of our skin. We want people to know that God created us fearfully and wonderfully, just like he created everyone else. We want people to know.
Jesus. Yes,
that
God.
We have a mighty faith in a mighty God because we know and understand that it was only God who has brought us through. Hallelujah. So we are praising God
for the celebration of Black History Month. We are praising God for all of our ancestors and forefathers who went before us. We are thanking God for all the African-American inventors, all of the African-American musicians and actors and scientists. And, oh, we're just praising God, because without their contributions to this country, it would not be what it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
It just wouldn't be, you know, because there's so many things that we use on the everyday that people don't realize that a Black man or a Black woman created.
Yeah.
How can people mop their floors? Hallelujah.
Glory.
How would people have elevators if it wasn't for Brother Otis? You know, how would we have stoplights if it wasn't for Brother Jarvis? Amen.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
So, you know, today as we celebrate the freedoms that we live in, we need to understand that although we have many freedoms today, we still have a long way to go. But when we're standing in Christ, we know that we are free. And nobody and nothing will turn us around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
We just thank God for everything he's doing here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. We thank God for each and every one of the mighty servant leaders here. And since we have just a few minutes left, again, if you would like to have a word, or if you would just like to ask for prayer, or you have a praise report, press your 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to have a word in this worship service. But while I have all the saints of God here, I am simply, hallelujah. Okay, we're going to start with area code 510. The last 4 digits of your phone number, beloved, is 5352. God bless you, and welcome to the sanctuary.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody.
Good
morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am just ever so grateful, because God is keeping me. And when God is keeping you and God has allowed you to know who you are, you can breathe, you can see, you can speak, you can love, you can walk right, you can talk right, and you can also be who you are. You are an open book. No one can take that away from you. No one can criticize you. No one can tear you down, because the chains has been lifted off of you. You are no longer in bondage. You
are
no longer bound. You are no longer. You are free and set free indeed. I'm grateful on this morning, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room with a word of praise this morning. Make it short.
Amen. I just want to thank you, Bishop, for this wonderful lesson, this wonderful sermon this morning, because I certainly want to be free, and I work at it, and God is helping me to work at it. He holds me. He walks with me. He talks with me. He sends the Holy Spirit when I need it. So I don't feel like I'm out here all alone. I have saints in the church here with us, and they love us. They love me, and they pray for me. And I just thank God for it all, because he is so good to us. And we don't we shouldn't ever forget what he does.
Oh, God,
for us.
Thank you.
And what
Jesus.
He's done over the years for us.
Amen.
So I just thank God for his love and for his protection and for his guidance. And I just thank him in the mighty name of his son, Jesus. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Thank you, Mother.
Lord.
That was beautiful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Minister Gladys, come on in the room.
Yes.
Minister Gladys, would you like a word of praise?
Just giving God all the honor and glory. Just thanking him for what he's doing and how he's moving in my life. The things that I'm experiencing and seeing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can't get deterred by one's actions or how
they speak or treat you. But I'm learning.
Yes.
I'm learning, you know. They prosecuted Jesus. They treated him bad. They talked about
yes.
him. They scorned him.
Mm-hmm.
They beat him. They whooped.
Come on.
So, I
Come
woke
on
up
now.
This morning with the, I don't care what the world has to say about me.
Come on.
Because I know where I am and who I am in Christ
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Feeling this morning, you know, because in the past 2 weeks, I've been really beat up. I've called on people. I didn't get a call back. I tried to talk with other people. I didn't get the answer that I needed. But when I went to God in prayer, it's like,
all right.
He showed me. I was able to see like I'm looking at television.
Amen. Amen.
Understand how I have
thank you, Lord God.
You
thank
stand
you,
in spite of, because of, He's my God, and I can call
That's
Him.
That's right.
My
yeah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Minister Tina, would you like to have a word this morning?
Amen, amen. Glory be to God, and to God we give all the praise and glory. That was a beautiful message. Bishop Shirlene, thank you so much. You always bring it every time. And it just touched my heart. And I'm just so glad that we're all here to get together every Sunday to be able to worship and really truly hear the word of God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Now, last but never least, Apostle Zeta, come on in the room.
Amen. Praise God. The message was really great. It came with love, without judgment.
No.
Yes. But it came with love and conviction.
Yes,
it was beautiful. I liked what you said because it was so clear about who we are in Christ Jesus, making it plain that we cannot be complacent.
No.
He's poured too much in us and done so much for us that we don't need to be complacent. We can't afford to be. We've been set free by the blood of Jesus. She made that really clear. We must stand upon his promises, she said, And also, not those of us that really know him, we stand on his promises, yes, but we also need to allow others to know that they have the same promises made to them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And, you know, I like what she said. We are royalty, and we need to, more than ever, see ourselves as that because that's who he says we are, and we need to stand on what Jesus said we are.
Yes.
All right? He is the one that have valued us. Praise God.
Yes.
Even over all the things that we did in the past that was not pleasing to him before we really came to know him.
To him.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Before we totally surrendered ourselves over to him. He had already seen us as royalty. So why shouldn't we walk in that? Why shouldn't
That's right.
we realize and know that because of who he is, we can be also. He took care of it all on Calvary for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And she said also, he has given us power and authority. He has. The one that's in authority over everything has given us power and authority over the enemy and over his tactics.
Yes.
And over his plans and schemes that he has over toward us. All right? Amen.
Yes.
I enjoyed the message. It was good and it was clear.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
And I'm sure it blessed
Hallelujah.
All over.
Well, we just want to praise God for what he did through all of us this morning.
Amen.
We are so blessed that we can come together every Sunday morning as a family and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Now, I want to thank all of the beautiful servant leaders that were present this morning, Minister Tina, Minister Gladys, hallelujah, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Deacon William Isbell, Evangelist Kathy Horton. We're so glad that you all dropped through this morning to spend a little time with us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Now, if there be nothing else, well, we'll ask Mother Mitchell to bring us our benediction, and I will dismiss you.
Amen.
Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us henceforth and forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. You have been listening to the Spirit of the Live Praise and Worship Experience, and we pray that you have truly heard something that has blessed your soul today. Hallelujah. We pray that you have heard something that will cause you to live an abundant life in Christ right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And also, we invite you to continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network on tomorrow. Please join me for when I ask the question, if you were accused of being a Christian, is there enough evidence to convict you? So please, join me tomorrow when I ask this question. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. And we just and then on Friday, we're going to have a very special program with Brother Rick Altman. He is a political historian. He is many things. But most importantly, he is a man of God. So I want you to mark your calendars and come out to hear Brother Rick Altman. And we just pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge God in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Praise God.
Amen.
We love you all from here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. God bless you. Wonderful, beautiful service today, my family. I love you so much. God bless you. Beautiful. God bless everybody. Have a great week.
Love you.
Love you.
Much love.
Love you all.
Yeah.